Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Alfredette North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing extremely well, I want you to know. And I have to tell you, as you would always say, Jacqueline, have faith, right? Yeah.
Yes! Especially in these times.
Yep. Yes. Now, many of you know I have had a bad fall and everything. I was coming back from a major event, and it went from bad to worse, and I found a magnificent healer, okay? And the odds of this happening are astronomical. And again, it's understanding that if you're going to trust the divine, you have to trust divine timing. My friends have said, oh, I'll send you a name of somebody I've seen. I'll send you somebody else that I've seen, whatever. And that didn't happen. So I go into my insurance company, and I see who they recommended, who is part of my window, okay? I'm scrolling through there, and I see this gentleman. He has 14 reviews, all 5 stars. Really? So I ring the number, okay? I just got a jacket. It was crazy. And I did that, and I get a hold of this person on the desk, and I tell her what happened. She said, he's with the patient right now, but he'll be out in 10 minutes. I'll have him call you back personally. I'm like, okay, that doesn't happen in this day and age, right? Really? 12 minutes later, he rings me up and talks to me for 20 minutes while it's going on, and they get me in the next day. Okay? And I'm with this gentleman for an hour, and I went from every time I'm experiencing numbness in both arms, my head was killing me, everything from the fall. Within 1 hour, I was 89% better. That's how good he was. Okay? This guy's a true healer, and just for everyone to know, his name is Dr. Brian Jensen. He's here in Roanoke, Virginia, and his lovely wife, Vicki, they are amazing. That they had just turned my world back to normal. So I've been doing great readings ever since.
It's a blessing when that occurs.
I know. And it's interesting because astrologically, you guys that are listening to me, the woman, his wife, Vicki, she is born 2 days before me the same year. She's a Cancer Leo cuspian like me. And his son sits right on my Sagittarian moon, almost by degree and minute. You can't make that up.
Yeah, I can't.
No.
That's amazing. You know, it is amazing how the universe works in synchronicity, even though we don't think it's synchronicity. Man, sometimes when you just let it be what it does, it just falls into place.
Well, you know, all these Scorpio planets we've had, okay, this is the new moon, they've all been moving through my first house, too. And all that Scorpio energy, I have Scorpio rising, but it's real early, as you know, Jacqueline. For some reason, it seems like even when the chips are down, I count them to the good. To the good.
It's an awesome thing. And I'm just going to say this about this, because right now Mercury is trine Venus. I mean, sextiling Venus. And that sextile between the two of them is always the promise, always the hope. That gives a good flow of energy for communication and partnerships during this period of time. And this is a great partnership to get a healing process like that. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. And I have to tell you, I am so excited about this. I have been looking for someone here in Roanoke since I moved here. Do you realize how long I've lived here, Jacqueline? I've been here 20 years now.
No, that can't be.
Yeah, I moved here in 2005. We're almost 20 years. I'm almost 20 years into this. Yep.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wow. Time flies.
We're having a good time, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
I can't believe it's been that
and
long,
and
but you're right.
And all this happened, you know, and, you know, and again, you know, the Most High took a tragedy and turned it into a miracle again for me. My husband said, my son says, Mom, you can fall into a pile of manure and get up smelling like a rose, and I don't know how you do it. And this is another time it freaking happened again.
Gotta love those miracles.
Me too. How are you? How are you doing?
Oh, doing well, doing well. Life is good.
Yes. It's getting dark so early. I'm like, really?
It's definitely a new adjustment to that, but, you know.
And the kitties, my kitties don't know it. My kitties think it's already time to eat when, no.
It's that metamorphosis time in the sky, so we have to go through that metamorphosis.
But they don't, I swear they have little teeny watches somewhere, and I can't find it on their body.
I think they do too. You know, when it comes to food, they got some kind of time clock hidden somewhere. I'll tell you what.
You know, I'd call it radar, but it seems different than that. Well, anyway, I like the chart tonight. I like the fact that we both have both Mars and the Sun kissing in Scorpio, forming beautiful trines to retrograde Neptune in Pisces. So it is a time to talk about empowering oneself through faith, no matter how you execute that energy. It's just amazing tonight. And also with the Neptune retrograde, as we get close to the holidays, we all have a lot of memories that empower us one way or the other, either through positive or negative example, has been my experience with the readings over the last week. But it all matters because it's part of our growth, it's part of our empowerment, it's part of our ability to transform and transmute as things do change. What do you think?
Well, I do agree with that. But again, I go into this Mercury in Sagittarius. You know, this is a time for detail, for education, for gathering information. The Scorpio energy is really good at that work. And it really is about not launching things, but getting all the details together and allowing the universe, because I say it a little bit differently, because that's kind of a timing of thing, especially since you know, Saturn is 0 degrees in Pisces. It's really a timing thing of everything at this point in time. And in its own divine time, which is a lesson that you've just found out, things can transform and change. So it is about doing the research, trusting, knowing that things are going to change, but not really engaging in it, moving forward at this time. You know, anytime we have a fixed Mars, I kind of go, I'd wait to charge forward until you have something that's going to motivate it a little bit more.
Well, it's going to be on the cusp tomorrow. It's within 4 degrees of sign change right now. But what's happening is these two, both Mars and the Sun, are moving into square, okay, with that Saturn in Pisces. And what happens as a result of this, again, Pisces is ruled by Neptune, the unseen. Saturn, in its highest octave, is the Father, the Great Father. And so what we're seeing here is have faith even if you can't see the outcome. okay? And I like the Scorpio energies moving just slowly enough to engage that on a very deep level during meditation tonight and tomorrow and the next day, I believe, okay? So I'm looking at it because I've just been through a miracle myself, so I just wanted to share the good news tonight, period.
And the moon is going to be transiting over Saturn in another day. And so it's going to be, you know, again, I like your meditation idea. I think the next couple, 2-3 days, it's a good time for meditation or visualization or things like that, especially with the heartfelt moon being in that.
Yes. Yes, I so agree with you. I so agree with you. Well, we have a few people on hold. Maybe we should see what they need from us. What do you think?
Okay. How about we do that?
All right. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Priscilla.
Hey, Priscilla. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Nice to speak to you, gals, after a long time. I'm glad to hear you're better after that.
Thank you, and I am so very thankful.
yeah, I'm sure. That's wonderful news. So, so I'm still in New York, and I'd love to know what you gals see in terms of the full moon that's coming up in Gemini on the 27th of November. Like, what's in store for me?
And you're September 6th, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Like, even for the end of the year, what do you see? Anything significant, you know? You only have
a few weeks left. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing
yes.
is in your chart is that in a few weeks here, you're going to have your Venus return.
Oh. And what house is that in?
Well, natally in your 12th house. Aphrodite will tell
house.
You this relocation.
Okay.
I didn't have the visitation up.
Okay.
And like Aphrodite, you have a Scorpio ascendant. Okay?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So both Sun and Mars are transiting through your first house. This is a really great time to really, how do I put this, visualize what you want. Do the due diligence research, okay? Look within your personal values and beliefs, because I think this whole thing is going to, I think your transition that you're going to make is going to come once Venus starts to get into that Scorpion energy. And there's where you'll start to see the manifestation of what you want. And that's going to be in about a month, month and a half. Okay. And it'll be there for about almost exactly 2.5 months.
Nice.
So
Venus is going to be a Scorpio on December 5th. Okay, Venus is going to be a Scorpio on December 5th, and it's going to be there. It's not there that long this time. It's going to be there until the 30th of December. So December is kind of wide open with that Scorpio energy for you. And it's moving pretty quickly at this time for some reason, quicker than it normally does. And in your chart in New York, though, you have Cancer rising at 0 degrees and 26 minutes. And Cancer is a sign of the nurturer. It's on the Gemini and Cancer cusp, which means you need to consider all possibilities. And the Venus return in New York where you are is coming in your fifth house. Of love, romance, recreation, sporting events, being at peace with being able to enjoy yourself, lighten up, and reawaken your inner child. And if I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but especially children, they're very psychic before they're trained into their temporal energy. So you're going to feel an inner child energy that's pretty amazing, but on a deeper level. As Venus does go into Scorpio, which Jacqueline was so dead right about, this is great. And you do have some squares right now. Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy?
Yes. There's been some friction lately, just in communication, but we're happy. Yeah. It's been challenging.
Okay. Okay. Well, the Aquarian moon right now is not is forming a lot of squares right now to your Scorpio energies and your fifth house of romance, but that goes away within 24 hours. And as Jacqueline pointed out earlier tonight, it's going to be going into Pisces, which is going to, over the next 2.5 days after that, it's going to be forming trines and blessing lines to all your Scorpio planets. So you may have hit a bump in the road, baby, but that's it.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah, it was a little frustrating.
Okay.
Just, I felt like he was too irritable. Where is my IC? In which house is it natally? Like, can you tell me? Like, that comes up every now and then in stuff I see, and I don't know where my IC is. Like, the placement.
Are you your IC?
Well,
or where
your energy
is.
Yeah, where it's placed.
Well,
like, isn't it? Is it supposed to? Go ahead.
Okay, natally, Pisces is from your fourth house. It rules your fifth house, and it's about 3/4 of the way into your fifth house.
No, I mean the IC.
Your Midhaven or IC is Leo at 6 degrees.
And Leo which house is that in? Like, how does it work?
It's your 10th house. It's your Midhaven or your IC.
Oh, I see. In the 10th house. I see. I get it. I see.
The MC, the Midhaven star, is 7 degrees of Leo. But your nadir and your natal is at 7 Aquarius.
There you go.
Just so we know what we're talking about here. And
sorry, I made a mistake.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's okay. Now, when you relocate yourself, once you're in New York for 13 lunar months, you have to go through every full and new moon to reset your light body. So once you're in New York for 13 months, that's the chart that I use, because at that 13 months, you have reset your light body, okay? And because of that, your Midheaven star in New York, which is your high aspiration point in career, okay, is at 6 degrees of Pisces. And Saturn's going to be going over there soon, within the next few months. And then your nadir, okay, is at 6 degrees of Virgo. So you have a lot of Pisces, Virgo polarity points going on here, because you're a healer, right?
That's been told.
Yes. And because you have this, there's a codependency that goes on where you need to be needed and people need your gifts, honey. You were born with this. And in New York, it can be a great career. Not only you can teach and learn simultaneously, and you can be great if a person's in crisis. Your Capricorn moon is amazing. It's in trine to your Pluto in your birth chart, no matter which chart you look at. And again, so you have the ability to ground your power and give useful advice that people can actually manifest. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yes. So that's what I'm seeing. Jacqueline prefers the natal. You never outgrow your natal. When you're in a certain location, certain gifts that you have, in astrology, the planet's the verb. The sign it's in is the costume it's wearing. But the house it's in is the stage where the action takes place, like Shakespeare. So what you're seeing here is your career, your higher calling. Chiron, the wounded healer, was kissing your Saturn when you were born. And New York, it's in the 10th house of your career, your profession. And you really want to help those that are less than fortunate. You have what we call the foot washer's heart of the Bible. How about that? Okay?
Oh.
So that's what I am seeing. Okay?
Sounds good.
And Jacqueline, what do you think about her Capricorn moon?
I must fix. You know, it's all, you know, The Capricorn moon is an interesting moon because and right now it's really enlightening and awakening for you because it is in direct trine to Uranus, okay? And Uranus is retrograde. So there's really, it's knowing, and Aphrodite knows how I talk about it. You feel obligated to do things. And you feel responsible for things, okay? Mm-hmm. And not always is it your job, duty, responsibility, and obligation. And with this trine, and the reason why I like it is because Uranus is going to shake it up and say, hey, if it isn't, if you weren't supposed to do it, it's going to make it kind of a little fun. You're going to be the sacrificial lamb. It's going to be more work. It's going to be more challenging or difficult for you to cross that line at this point in time is what I'm trying to say. So it's not honor, duty, responsibility, and obligation. It's about what's right for you. Should I do it? And with the Capricorn moon, it has to be reciprocal, okay? If you're doing it out of the bleeding kindness of your heart and not getting something back for it, I have to tell you that you're going to be the sacrificial lamb at that. That is your key factor and trick of knowing if you should get involved or not. Are you getting something out of this? Or are you just to help the other individual out? Or are you doing it out of guilt for something from the past? Those are all things that this Uranus is trying to teach you. Don't do that. So you're getting interesting lessons right now about that, for sure. And I say, watch what you do and do it with purpose because that's what's going to fulfill you.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, you are an amazing woman, and I so want you to feel blessed tonight. Okay?
I appreciate that. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for the right, I don't know, time or indication or, I don't know, for everything to come together. It just doesn't seem to be coming together.
Right. If you keep your inner teacher and your inner child together, which Jacqueline talked about earlier in the show, the moon is going to be passing over Saturn, okay, in the next 24 hours. So when that happens, remember that everything you're doing, everything you're putting into your body through your ears, your nose, your diet, everything is contributing to your better or higher self. And this is a time that you want to feed yourself good things with all your senses, and you want to feed others in their senses. You want to give them the building blocks of wellness, and that's what you're really about, honey. Yeah.
Thank you. That was very, I needed to hear that. Sometimes I feel taken for granted.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Capricorn moon is prone to what we call bouts of melancholy. Okay?
Yeah.
So you might be going through a little melancholic period, but it will pass soon, hon. You're going to be okay.
Okay. Right? Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it. Have a happy
And you have a stellar night.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Right, God bless.
Bye. Very complicated chart, that girl.
You think?
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay. Hi,
area
ladies.
901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. How are you all, gorgeous women?
Sylvia, how are you doing, sweetheart?
I am thankful. I am grateful and good and gooder, and I claim that every day.
I love it. So what's the big question tonight, Sylvia?
So, since the last time I spoke with you all, and first of all, I'm glad that you're healing and recovery. You didn't get seriously injured. And thank the universe for sending a great healer your way.
Oh, my word. You have no idea you have no idea how amazing this was. And I want you to know right now, this Mars-Sun conjunction in Scorpio, absolutely in perfect trine, some of your Pisces planets is on top of your moon. They've been there for about a week. Your psychic energy is through the roof, isn't it?
Probably so. I mean, I'm so used to it till sometimes I notice when it's through the roof and sometimes I don't because it just comes so natural, which I don't take for granted. I am very thankful and grateful for it with the highest gratitude and thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And, you know, Pluto's direct sitting on your Saturn. Jacqueline, tell her about this.
Well,
okay.
You know, the good part about this is that Pluto went direct, and it's sitting on your Saturn dead on today, okay, which is such a wonderful thing because it's all about your knowledge and what you know. It's all about that transformation change of your career because that's in your natal 10th house, okay? So it is all about empowering you to really make a transformation and change as far as a foundational shift with your work. It's time to follow your passion blindly is what it is. Venus is already transiting through your sixth house, and it's blessing you there with the day-to-day work. And it's going to be moving into your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. Okay?
Ooh, okay.
And posing her son. I love it.
Well, since the last time I talked to you all ladies, I finally got an interview with the I'm just going to say Literacy Council. It will be tutoring children, maybe like third graders, like it's part-time 3 days a week. And also, I have a form that I filled out. I have not submitted to be a notary. So that's what's been going on with me. And I'm thinking putting the notary part on hold until more money starts to come in where I can invest in getting everything that you need to be a notary. But the interview is next week for the interview is next Tuesday for the tutor position. So I'll know something after the interview. But I feel, I think and feel pretty positive about the position. And as I hear you all were saying, divine timing, I put in for some months ago. And then the person that gave me the information, I reached back out to him. He reached back out to the person that does the interview. I'm like, wow. But anyway, here it is. It's coming to fruition. And I never thought that I would.
What's happening for you right now, Venus is in Libra. It's going to be opposing your sun. It's going to be moving to your seventh house of allied leadership, which Jacqueline discussed already. And it's also going to be opposing your ascendant, your natural soul vibration. The I am presence of being in we-ness with those you serve. Mm. This is amazingly awesome. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline? This is crazy good.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jupiter's going to go direct at the end of December, and things are going to really start to get good then. I'm just going to say.
On New Year's Eve, no less. On New Year's Eve.
I like those two
words.
Crazy.
New Year,
I like
new
those two
way.
Words
and
after
you know
that. Crazy good.
Make a resolution, girl.
Okay.
Yep. And I think the resolution you should be is to just be your I am my Aries friend, okay? And and know that you have to be yourself because everybody else is taken and nobody has the unique and beautiful gifts that you have, nor the motivation that you have to deliver them, girl, okay? Yeah, you're right on this. You're right on this. Yeah.
I don't know of anyone else that I would choose to be other than me. Other than me.
And you know
what?
All
just
as big as
the next person.
It's great.
I said, what did you,
and
what did you say after
of
that?
Because of your confidence in that, you can help other people to find that I am within them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In your counsel and in your work, any children you're serving and the things that you're about to do, you're going to be able to give them a sense of self-confidence even more than their parents can, because you are a person on the outside looking in. So when you see in them what they have within, they are going to take it very seriously. Oh, and it's going to be great. Yep. You're going to help to build up the spiritual essence of those children you're working with. I love this for you. I love this for you.
Okay. Well, like I said, I shall know next week after the interview.
Well, all righty then.
Okay. So,
if
anything else I should be aware of
next week about this matter?
Oh, okay. Is there anything else I should be aware of before we go, before I yield the floor?
I want to say, you already said when we first signed on with you that you're keeping the faith and you're very connected to the divine right now. I would have the attitude of gratitude every moment. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have to say. Yep.
Oh, yes. The attitude of gratitude and thankfulness and thanksgiving, because every day is a day to be thankful. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And
I
wish
so
you ladies,
I wish you ladies
a great, great, great turkey gobble gobble Thanksgiving. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Day and all the callers and the listeners, happy Thanksgiving that's coming up. All that good stuff. So I'm going to yield the floor so somebody else can get on, and I'll just keep listening. Thank you, ladies. I love y'all more, and I definitely greatly appreciate you all.
Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you too, sweetie. All right. Hold on. I'm putting you on hold, okay?
All right. Au revoir.
Au revoir. She's such a trip. I love her. Okay.
She
is. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Where am I at here? Oh, I see. Area code 901, you're on the air.
That's me. Let's let you all want to talk
again.
To me some more.
Sorry. Area code 518, you're on the air.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Excuse my voice. Sorry. A little hoarse.
And who are we?
You're a little
with?
Horse. You should be trotting.
You're funny. That's great.
What's your name?
My name is Marie.
Millie?
Marie?
Marie with an M.
Marie. Oh,
Marie.
Right. Okay. Have you? I don't think you've called in before. Have you called in before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, what's your birthday?
Oh, you're new. Okay.
I'm a new one, yeah. It's 10/12/69.
And do you know what time you were born?
I don't.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Schenectady.
Okay.
And where do you live now?
In the same area.
Okay. Now, is there any way you could get us a birth time, or you can't because you don't have a birth certificate?
I don't have one with me, no. I'm so sorry.
All right, we're going to do a different way of reading your chart, But if you get that time, you call back in, we can give you a lot more detail. We have that. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to set you up at dawn, because to me that's the most sacred time of day. This is what they call a solar chart. So I'm going to look at it in a different way. But if you find this out, I'm going to tell you why I want you to find this out.
Mm-hmm.
At dawn, the day that you were born, your moon was at 1 degree of Scorpio and 31 minutes. Now, if you were born before dawn, it would be in late Libra. If you were born later in the day, it would be deeper into Scorpio, which can be extremely psychic. So we don't know that information, but for now, let's run with what we've got. What was your big question tonight, sweetheart?
There is someone, and thank you for all of that. I appreciate that. There is someone from my past, you know, I dated, whatever. And I'm just wondering if you see us reconnecting as friends. I don't want him back, like, you know, back. But I'd like to reconnect with him as friends.
When's his birthday?
8/3/64. I don't know what time he's born.
Say again?
8/3/64.
And do you know where he was born?
Oh boy. I gotta think here for a minute. No. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you think it was in the US, East Coast?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Somewhere on the East Coast?
Yes.
Okay. It would be more important if it was if we had some birth times here. But we'll take a look and see.
We'll give you our impressions on a psychic level for right now.
Thank
you. And
if
we have more information, we can give you more information. Okay, sweetie? Okay. I'm going to put him right in New York with you only because I can.
He was born in New York.
Yeah. And I think that's going to work. Just for us to see the basic planetary compatibility. Like, we can't look at the houses, and we can't do the moon, and we can't do the ascendant, but we can look at some of the major planetary pulls here to kind of help you get through, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Now, we have still 3 planets retrograde right now, so a lot of times relationships come back from the past when this happens, okay? And sometimes it's just to take another look to be certain. And I want you to know that love has no logic.
No, I know that, all right.
Now, he is a Leo sun, course. He's in August. And you are a Libra, but you have several planetary energies in Virgo, and he has several planets in Virgo, okay? And his Jupiter is in trine to your Venus, in trine to your Pluto, and again, I don't know about your part of fortune because I don't have a time of birth on you, but there are some trines I see here, but I also see a lot of squares and a lot of stress, okay? And they're very early degrees. Okay? Your Mercury is very early in Libra. Your Uranus is very early in Libra. His Mars is very early in Cancer. His North Node is early in Cancer. So I can see how the comfort margin of this relationship can be, I want to say, ambitious. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, these are cardinal signs, though. Because you both have you have cardinal signs and energies that are here, cardinal signs tend to want to aspire to the highest ideal. So sometimes they can be negotiable. Like if he shows you a better way, you look at it, and vice versa, okay? But his moon and his Venus are both in Gemini, and they tend to complement Libra, okay? But still, I can see that the communication in this relationship is the one thing you're going to have to really work on. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, that's a good way to start that. Communication is crucially important. Okay, I have to agree with Aphrodite. I not only looked at that, but I also looked up, since Venus is in Libra, looking at where it's at in your chart and what it's dancing over, okay? And it's going to dance over your Arabic part of fortune, as well as your Jupiter, as well as your Sun, okay? And so I can understand, okay, I'm a Libra Sun like you, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of prejudiced towards Libras. Okay?
You're fond of. I get it, girl.
Very fond, my little babies. So what I am going to say about this is because I don't know. Again, Aphrodite talked about all of the things that you need to know about this relationship, and it is what you would call a work relationship, but I don't know if I'd put all my eggs in this basket. I think that you could really look at yourself and enjoy this relationship, not put any meaning to it as far as, is it going to go any further? This is a great test for you, my Libra baby, of just staying in the present and seeing where it's going today, okay? But I would actually, if I were you, look towards finding what you love. Venus only does this once every 2.5 years, and this is a perfect time for you to really come out and say, this is who I am, this is what I want, and this is where I'm going to be. And if you want to jump on my boat, great, jump along with me. But if you don't, it's heading out. It's going to find that relationship. You are that one-to-one relationship girl, and this is the time for you to search for it. So I would see where it lands with that. I wouldn't necessarily look back at it as being the ideal relationship. Again, here.
Oh, no. I'm not looking at it as being the ideal relationship. I just want to be a friend. I just want to be friends. That's all.
I think you can with work is the way I'm going to put it that way.
You what?
I think you can. I think you can with work. Again, the communication is really a big challenge for this.
Well, they're not speaking to me right now or for a while. And I would just like to, you know, figure that out so we could be friends.
And okay. In time, that could happen.
Okay. So what do I do? Just let it go for now?
I think that you should be in your own character with this one, okay? Now, Jupiter is retrograde in Taurus, and it's sitting on your Saturn. And when I set the solar chart, this is the seventh house, but that's not real because I don't have your birth time. But because it's sitting on Saturn at all, it indicates that you really do want this to be a long-term relationship, even if it's just a friendship, and I get that. And because Jupiter's retrograde, I would not abandon it at this time. Now, Jupiter goes direct on New Year's Eve this year, okay?
Okay.
And then it starts to move forward. So feeling is I would accept certain boundaries for now, but I would not drop the ball right now, and I'd see what happens after the new year, okay?
Okay.
Jupiter is only in Taurus every 12 years.
And oh, wow.
It's only at 8 degrees right now. It's retrograde right now, which means the energy is on hold. And it's sitting on your Saturn, your planet of commitment, okay? As it moves forward on New Year's Eve, between then and May 26th, it's going to be trining all your Virgo planets from all these blessing lines to you. So before it leaves Taurus on May 26th, you are going to have a very workable relationship. It's going to be grounded. It's going to be understanding. It's going to be possibility thinking. And the communication is going to be awesome. And if he can't step up to the plate in that thing, even if you remain friends, he's going to have to respect if you find someone else is going to truly be your partner. Okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That makes sense. Okay.
And you know what? And, remember what a great catch you are, okay?
Oh, I know. I do know that. I say that.
All right, girl.
I should be treated like a queen. And I don't mean that they have to buy me everything, because I'm not interested in someone's money. That's just not my, but they better respect me. They better.
You want adoration. You want to be adored.
You got it. That's exactly. Yes, I do.
Go for that.
I definitely, that's what I'm going for. That is exactly what I'm going for in a relationship with somebody. In a friendship,
yes.
It's a friendship. But in a relationship, I do expect to be adored. So
now
I thank you. Yeah.
Just an aside for you, so you can get your bearings here. You do not have any planets in Leo in your chart when we set you up at dawn. So I suspect.
Okay. Actually, I was born.
Leo,
oh, sorry.
I think you have either Leo on the ascendant or on the midheaven for you to want this adoration, because that Leo energy rules it. So, again, I think that, and it's weird, so I'm picking up the Leo energy on you, although setting you up at dawn, I don't see any Leo in here. I could feel it when we were talking. I have Leo on my midheaven, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know. There's something about adoration thing that's really big.
Yes, there is, absolutely.
Well, you keep us posted. And like I said, don't make any real big changes right now. Neptune's turning around on the 8th of December and going direct. And then we have Jupiter going direct on New Year's Eve. And then Uranus, the planet of surprises and reversals, it doesn't go direct until the 27th of January.
27th.
So we're still
in
a little bit of a waiting game to just reevaluate things and not jump in, okay, without looking at how deep the water is, okay?
Okay.
If you're on a make sure you have a grounding net, okay? In other words,
okay.
You can take a leap, make sure you have a softball, okay?
I can do what?
Make sure you have a softball. You take
oh,
a leap.
Okay. Oh. Gotcha.
Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, or am I crazy?
Well, oh, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic.
Keep us posted. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We're here every Sunday night from 6 to 7, and we're always happy to speak with you and help you, you know, take a new look at certain things maybe, or have confirmation of what you already know psychically yourself. Okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great rest of your night, and have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You
as well. The same.
Thank
right, God
you.
Bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, that birth time is so can be so important, you know. And I nag people about that.
I you know, you got to train them. It's the thing that I do, and I'm always on them. You got to train them, you know, get them going. Because it is. The ascendant is crucially important as far as how you set up a chart. You know, in the old days when we used to do it, that was the last thing that you were going to find out was the ascendant when you do it by hand. And it was always a curiosity. You know, you get within, you know, get 30 degrees of it. But,
yes.
You know, and it was always the cherry on top of the hot fudge sundae when you'd get there, because it was like it put the whole chart together and it was so perfectly clear when you got the ascendant in. So.
Right. Yes.
Yep.
Because, again, we can see so much more when we know that, because we know in what aspect of your life you're going to use your gifts. We know the rising star when you took your first breath of life, which is a moment that only God, Goddess, decides. And we have the ability to look at what planets are moving through the different facets of your life that can trigger you to move forward or stay put. We can see it really clearly when we have that information. And that's why we struggle to get it, not because we're trying to be mean, but because we're like, we want to give you the best we got. Right,
that's
Jacqueline?
Right. We want to give it all. We want to give you all that detailed information. And with that ascendant, it really gets a finer detail. So
we have another person that's on hold. She's been on the, he or she has been on there for about 20 minutes. Let's grab them.
Okay.
Air code 856, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria.
How are you?
I thought so. How are you?
I could be better. A little chaos, and my father just passed away a couple weeks ago, and a little chaos with my brother.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Who am I talking to? I didn't hear your name.
It's Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, okay. Ani, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thanks, and I lost my job on top of that, so.
Now, do you have family around you? Do you have some support around you right now?
My uncle that calls every day, so. My brother's a little chaos, but just my uncle that calls.
Ow. When's your birthday?
12/31/74.
Wow, Jupiter turns around on your birthday. Wow.
Yes, it does. And that's a good thing.
That could be a good thing.
It's gonna dance around your trining your son, okay? And again, my condolences to you. That's a journey that I don't want anybody to take, but it's a journey we need to take. So welcome to the club. But on the other circumstances, Mercury is passing over your Mars at this time. This is about looking at things in a little different of light. It's going to go into your 12th house, and then it's going to go over your sun. This is when you're finally going to be able to speak out. You're looking at about 3 weeks before this starts to happen, and it'll go into your first house. So this is a time period where it's going to be difficult. Again, it's teaching you faith. It's teaching you a new relationship with that source, okay? So this is a little bit of a challenging time, but all of a sudden things are going to start to get real busy when Mercury comes in and starts dancing over your sun, ascendant, Mercury, and Venus. Things are going to get real busy around your solar return. I will tell you that. What city do you think you're going to be in on your for your birthday this year?
What was the question? Moving out and what I wish for my birthday.
What city do you think you'll be in for your birthday this year?
Probably in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Okay.
I was wishing to go to Europe, but under the money and stuff.
Not necessarily a bad thing, okay? Because this year you really get to be you, okay? I think, sometimes work is a blessing in disguise when it does what it does, because Uranus is going to be in your sixth house of day-to-day work. I think you're going to find something much better than what you had as far as work is concerned, okay? I have to be honest with you. And what this does by you being in New Jersey for your birthday is it puts Mercury, Mars, and your sun all in your first house. This is a beautiful thing. It's about you going, okay, my life is in a transformation and change, and now I'm going to figure out how to fix it and move on and start again, okay? Venus is going to be in trine with Chiron, the wounded healer, okay? And I'm going to say this is all about the healing process in this, okay? So this next year, there's a lot of healing going on for you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm looking at her transit wheel right now, and you do have a lot of trines and blessing lines because you're a very heartfelt person, aren't you?
Probably, yes.
Your moon is in Leo, and Mercury today is forming trines to it. So know that whatever love you have given and whatever love you have received with your dad and other people in your world right now, it always lives on. It's eternal, and it's okay. Your Capricorn planets are being supported by Jupiter, okay, all the way until next May. So I agree with Jacqueline about this being good for you to find in your purpose. If you still feel you're in your purpose, it will become much better, okay? And you're a very responsible person, but when you get into a funk, it's very hard for you to get out, isn't it?
Somewhat, yeah, because of the money issues, and right now with the loss of job and stuff, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. But I really think that Jupiter, when it turns around on New Year's Eve, it's going to be in trine to your sun. You're going to get more money in the new year. You might even get some energies at the end of December, but I think January is going to be very good for you to be able to get more money, find a new job, or they give you a raise. But I also feel your physical body is going to be stronger, okay? So, again, try and pace yourself until the new year. Now, what are you going to be doing for the holidays?
I know I got invited for Thanksgiving to a friend's house. For Christmas, I don't know, probably no plans.
Okay. Well, again, try to find joy where you can, okay? I don't care if you go to, like, a Christmas thing where they just light up all the lights, or you walk downtown and you see people happy. Even though you yourself sometimes feel very isolated, to be around happy people, you can absorb some of that energy, okay? And just be thankful, okay, for what you do have, even though you've just gone through a great loss, and I'm so sorry for your loss. But again, I think your dad would want you to be happy. He wouldn't want you to be suffering, okay? And Saturn is your ruler, okay? Saturn not only rules your dad, it also rules God the Father in traditional faith situations. So know that you are supported from on high, probably by both your dad and your God, okay? That you're going to be okay. You're grounded. You're still here on Earth. You do want to make a difference. And I think that it's going to happen. The prosperity door for you is going to open up on the first of the year. That whole month of January, we only have one planet retrograde. I would go for it. If you want to make a change, I would go for it, and I wouldn't look back. During December, we have a Mercury retrograde. It's not the best time to make a big change in December, but January is wide open. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, like, I know my father and all that stuff. It's not too much worry about that. It's just the money, you know what I mean? It's like, that brings me joy to get gifts and stuff, but at the moment, I can't, you know what I mean? So.
Right. The greatest gift you can give is loving and caring and spending time, even if you do it virtually with people that you love. Don't be ashamed. Everybody's suffering from this economy right now. You're not the only one. Just reach out, be kind, be loving, remember the people you want to speak with, and make it happen that way. Okay? We're about to go off the air, but I want you to know that I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayers, love, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you.
All right. You too, guys. Thanks.
Sweet night. Bye. We have to tell other people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. I wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be back next week. Keep the faith. Do your best.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.